Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. 8.33, and as always on a Monday morning, we'll have a little chat with Phil Rogers, who's been looking at the COVID numbers in and around Cambridge. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
And the numbers, they're not going down, are they? They're going up, it feels like, by the hour, really, at the moment. What's happening?
Yes, we are really seeing a quite dramatic rise in cases in Cambridge at the moment. So in the last week, we've had 1,613 of them, and that's nearly 2.5 times the peak that we had back in January. So the sort of bad news is there's a lot more people getting COVID across the city. But the good news is, amongst the over 60s, the rate's still staying low, and we haven't seen a big rise in hospitalizations. So the picture at the moment is it's very much the younger people where it's spreading.
And is it because those over 60s have by and large had their full set, if you like, of two jabs and a booster?
I think that's got to be certainly helping the situation. And we've also starting to see in the sort of the 50s age groups as well, the rates are not going up so much there. But it also has to be said that in the schools, we did have a big rise in the schools, and cases are still high, but they've stopped going up. And obviously we've had the end of term now, so we'd expect that to sort of drop away a bit.
So you're saying that they weren't going up in the last, say, couple of weeks of term?
They've kind of been going up a little bit, but they've sort of dropped off just in the last few days. It does take a while for the figures to work through. You know, people have to get in the infection, and then it develops, and then they take a test, and then it takes a few days for the results to come back into the figures and so on. So it'll probably be a little while before we see more of a drop off among school-aged children. But it's really been the people in their 20s and 30s where we're seeing the big rise in cases at the moment.
Interesting. So just putting this into context for a moment, about a month ago, let's say, what was the number in Cambridge?
So if you go back to, say, the start of December, in the 7 days to then, it was 695.
Right.
So we're kind of nearly 1,000 higher than that now.
Wow.
And if you go back to sort of the start of term at the beginning of September, it was around 300.
Wow.
So it's kind of been accelerating growth is the big picture, basically.
And is it Omicron which is responsible for this further growth, Phil?
It seems very likely. I mean, it takes a while, again, for the data on this to come through. The Sanger Centre is doing a lot of analysis of what the breakdown is of Omicron versus Delta, but it will take some time for us to have a totally clear picture on that. But it does seem, yes, that's what's going on now. It's Omicron that's causing this really rapid acceleration in cases.
It's interesting looking around Europe and what's happening in some of the other countries. Of course, in the news over the weekend, the Netherlands in particular going into a full lockdown. It wasn't that long ago that they had a partial lockdown. They've been kind of going in stages. They're a little bit behind, though, I think, in terms of the vaccination programme compared to the UK. So I'm kind of thinking that despite the clear concern that there is in Westminster at the moment, Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab doing the daily tour of the TV and radio studios, and what seems to be coming out of all of those interviews is that no decision has been made, and they're clearly keeping their options open. But are we, you know, is the vaccination programme going to save us from a Christmas lockdown?
It's really difficult to know at the moment, and I think there are going to be some very difficult conversations going on behind the scenes in government. That basically the big question that we still don't know the answer to is how severe is Omicron compared to Delta? And there is some indication that it may be a bit less severe, but we really don't have definitive data on this. But we should get that really quite soon. I think by the end of this week, we'll know a lot more than we do at the moment. We'll have a better idea of that. And obviously, if it is less severe, then there's less of a pressing need for lockdown. So far, we haven't seen hospitalizations rising, certainly in the east of England, but there are some increase in London and some other places that have been affected by Omicron. So we do know some people are badly affected by it, but whether that level is low enough to keep the pressure off the NHS from escalating too high, it's still not clear, and there's still quite wide bands of uncertainty.
I noticed that the Mayor of London declared a major incident in London over the weekend in response to the surge there in coronavirus cases, where something like one third of the capital haven't been vaccinated yet. It seems, you know, you can understand a 10% or maybe even a 20% figure of non-vaccinations, but a third of the capital not being vaccinated. The I have to say, the major incident tag kind of reminds me of US governors constantly declaring states of emergency for one reason or another. But what about Cambridge? Because we've seen much more rapid growth recently than the rest of the county. And again, we're getting into this sort of yo-yo state, which we've discussed before.
Yeah, yes, that's right. So for quite a long time, it was South Cambridgeshire, the district around the city, that was sort of worst affected. But in the last week or so, Cambridge has really taken off and is quite a way ahead of the rest of the county now. And I think that's got to be down to the younger demographic in the city. So the fact that the virus is spreading more rapidly amongst people in their 20s and 30s, and we do have a lot of those in Cambridge. So I think that's what's going on there.
So people in that age bracket going out to bars, restaurants and enjoying themselves, is that basically what's happening?
Getting the partying in while we don't have restrictions, I think.
Yes, and then leading to restrictions as a result.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, yeah. The vaccination numbers have gone up quite a lot. I think nationwide we're doing nearly 1 million a day now, which is sort of the levels we need to do to get as many people vaccinated as we can, as soon as we can.
Okay, well, look, Phil, thank you very much, as always, for talking us through all of that.
I was just going to say, you know, we've been doing this since, what, October time? And we had a little bit of a chat between us, didn't we? Oh, you know, the numbers are the numbers, but it seems to be okay at the moment. How much longer should we continue our weekly chat? My gosh, like, none of us saw this one coming, did we? I mean, we're at the point now where the numbers are the scariest they've ever been, actually. But here we are.
Yeah, so we'll just have to see how Omicron develops. It's kind of come at the worst possible time, really. For it's at Christmas. It's sort of spread. It's had a good go at getting into the schools right at the end of term and so on. So we'll. I think the bright side, if there is a bright side of it spreading so rapidly, is that at least, you know, the wave will be over relatively quickly and perhaps by the end of January we'll be on the other side of it. But again, we don't really know that.
Well, we'll find another reason. Hope that happens, and then we'll find another nice reason to speak to you instead, Phil.
I was going to say, Phil, well, we won't speak to you again this year, so we wish you a very Merry Christmas. We hope you have a nice time with, well, family at least. Have you got any plans? Are you just chilling?
Well, they're a little bit up in the air.
Yeah.
They're a little bit up in the air.
Were you planning on doing? Just out of curiosity now. Yeah. Were you planning on doing? I'm not doing that much. This won't personally affect me. You are hearing like a few people who are going, right, I need to go and immediately find lots of food because I wasn't planning on this. Has anything changed for you?
I mean, I think our plans for Christmas Day will be at home in Cambridge and then. But whether we'll go and see relatives between Christmas and the New Year is still TBD.
Another Zoomy kind of Christmas.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you, Phil. Have a very good Christmas, and we'll speak to you in the New Year.
And the same to you.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.